Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to Lotus Therapy Podcast. As always, I want to start the podcast off with a big thank you to everybody who shows love, who has been following. Welcome to all my new followers. And for those of you who are new listeners and don't know that we have a whole Instagram page, then head over to Instagram and follow us at Lotus Therapy Podcast. And for those of you that don't know, I am your host, Tisha J. I'm a writer and qualified drama therapist. And for those of you who just stumbled across the podcast and just thinking, what am I listening to? Well, you are listening to Lotus Therapy Podcast. And this is a podcast about transparency, amazing stories, and mental health discussions. Now, this week's word of affirmation actually kind of filled my heart a little bit. And it said, I have just finished listening to last week's ep and it made me cry. Amazing! Exclamation mark. And for those of you that haven't listened, last week's episode, or the last episode, was just amazing. Like, you really do not want to miss it. It was transformative, it was vulnerable, it was eye-opening, and I just implore you to pause this now and to go back and listen to that podcast, because boy, it was really good. So this week's podcast episode is about women, babies, boss, and bae. So as women, we have to juggle, or are expected to juggle, having a career, possibly having children, and our significant other, our romantic partner. And sometimes if we or others feel like one is slipping, there is an instant amount of shame. There is sometimes guilt. I personally don't have any kids. I'm not married. And I'm already feeling the pressure. So I just kind of like put out a few polls on the Instagram page. And this is why I say you should follow us on Instagram if you're interested in this podcast. Because it means that you get to have a say about, you know, what happens here, what we talk about next. And you just get to give me an insight to how you think. And then I can do polls like this, and then I can then regurgitate, if you want, back to the listeners of the podcast. So the first question was, do you feel pressure of having kids before establishing your career? 29% said yes and 71% said no. The second question was, do you feel as though you are seen as neglecting your child when you're trying to establish your career? 43% said yes and 57% said no. And the third question is, do you feel your romantic partner will stunt, or do you feel a romantic partner will stunt or encourage your career goals? 14% said stunt and 86% said encourage. Number four, do you feel like there is tension between your career, child slash children, and romantic partner? 50% said yes and 50% said no. Now, I just thought, as I asked you them questions, you know, I was being a bit nosy, I just wanted to see what you guys thought. I'd answer the questions myself. So number one, do I feel pressure of having kids before establishing my career? I would like to say, in the grand scheme of things, I do not feel pressure to have kids before establishing my career, because what am I doing now? I'm establishing my career. But then at the same time, there's also, you know, in my head, a little bit of a niggling feeling, or a little bit of a reminder saying, you know, you want kids? Do you want kids? Are you ready? Yeah, I'm ready. No, I'm not ready. What, kids? No. Or yes, kids, give me them now. So even though it's not a pressure, there is a certain sort of, it's always there. It's always in the background. It's always just, you know, I get those maternal instincts when I see babies, like my heart fills with joy sometimes. But yeah, that's kind of my opinion on it. Number two, do I feel as though I am seen as neglecting my child? Oh, I don't have no children, so that one's obviously not applicable to me. Number three, do you feel your or a romantic partner will stunt or encourage your career goals? Now, this is an interesting one. I think if the person does not understand your career goals, or does not understand you wanting a career, or does not understand the importance of you following your career without their input, or with just their support as a partner rather than a business partner, rather than a boss, rather than somebody who is your mentor in your career, then it can stunt. But somebody who understands your needs in terms of what their role is in the relationship, I think definitely can encourage it. And when you're somebody who is starting their own business, when you have like goals that aren't traditional, that isn't a 9-to-5, then you need to find somebody who will understand the work rate that you're going to put in, will understand the endless hours, will understand how emotionally draining it can be. We'll understand sometimes when you come home and you really, like, you could have a 9-to-5 and then come home and work on your dream, and they need to understand that they don't always come first. I've had partners in the past that really just didn't get it, didn't really understand why I worked so hard, didn't understand why I felt like I had to do certain things I had to do career-wise, and they just didn't get it, and that's okay. Some people, people that I dealt with were intimidated by that, and some people just didn't want that, wanted somebody who was just a 9-to-5 person, which is not, there's nothing wrong with that at all, but just wanted someone who was a 9-to-5 person when they came home, and that was just that, really. And obviously they didn't work out, but that's okay, because they found their happiness and their peace and whatever they're doing, and I've kind of found mine. But I think it's important that we outline what we need and what we don't need from our romantic partners in terms of our careers, because sometimes, you know what they say, never mix business with pleasure. I think that sometimes a romantic partner can be great and just understand and get it, but sometimes a romantic partner can just be like, you just want to tell them to shut up, you just want to tell them to back off, you just want to say, look, this is what I need from you, and it's not what you think I need from you. And we have to be bold, we have to be considerate, we have to be empathetic in saying that. But we also need to make sure that we put ourselves first, that our hard work doesn't get flushed down the drain just because you're with somebody. Like, that cannot happen at all. Okay. And then number 4, have I ever felt tension between my career, children, or a romantic partner? And I've just kind of touched upon that. Obviously, like I said, I don't have no children, but I've felt tension between my career and romantic partner, especially when I was studying for my my master's degree. Some people just didn't get it, and that's not just romantic partners, you know, that's family, friends. People didn't know how much hard work it was, how much hours you had to put in, like I said, emotional labor, physical labor. They just didn't understand. So I'm just going to talk a bit more about, I've made kind of 3 bullet points of what I want to talk to you about in regards to this. And the first one is imposter syndrome. Now, I'm sure I've touched upon this in another episode, but for those of you that don't know what imposter syndrome is, in short or in layman's terms, it is basically when you are qualified or you meet a standards necessary to fit a role, but for some reason, whenever you're doing that role, or whenever you're about to do that role, or, you know, go for an interview for that job, or when you're trying to be a mom, or you're trying to be romantic with your partner, you just don't feel qualified. You don't feel good enough. You don't feel like you can do it. You don't feel like you should be doing it. And you're wondering how on earth you got there. And the thing about imposter syndrome is, I think it's something that we all have, and we're all on this spectrum of imposter syndrome. I think for me, more so now, where I get imposter syndrome is sort of when people sort of ask me to do tasks which, like, talking about mental health or talking about, just talking about mental health, and not in the professional sense, because when it's in the professional sense, I've got my notes, I'm clued up, I've done like any research that I need to do beforehand. But when it's off guard, I sometimes feel like my first sense before is like my shoulders just clench, and I just think, oh, really? Like, do I have to talk about this right now? Do you know, like when you're in like a social setting or something like that? But then once I just start talking, I start talking from a place like obviously of a certain intelligence, because you've studied it and you know what you're talking about, but also from a place from the heart. You give your best advice and you let them know that it is your advice, and to go research anything they need to research themselves. But there's that sort of that feeling like you're not qualified enough to talk about this, like you don't feel good enough. And like I said, it's not as big as it used to be, but it's still there. It's just something that I have. And I think a good way to sort of get over is that the right word? I'm going to say get over imposter syndrome is to just remind yourself of your accolades. I know it sounds really big-headed, but remind yourself how much work you put in. Remind yourself of what you know. And, you know, even if you feel like, oh, you know, I've studied for this, but I don't feel like I know enough about it still, then get hit the books. Do some research. Like, revamp yourself. For those of you who are professionals who work in whatever sector, CPD, continuing professional development, go on a course, retouch, you know, whatever you need to retouch. Wherever you think you're lacking, just do the work so that you're not lacking. It's not that hard. And I think that we beat ourselves up because we sometimes think that we're not good enough and we can't do this and we can't do that. Well, find a way. There's no need, there's no use getting yourself into a mental state that is not helping you and will not serve you. Yes, maybe feel sorry for yourself, maybe cry about it, maybe get angry about it. Maybe you dwell in it for however long you need to dwell in it. But then take the steps, take the action to do something about it. So know that you don't have to stay stuck in this position, that you can take small or big steps toward reaching a place where you feel comfortable in your intelligence or in whatever you're doing, whether it's motherhood. And I'm saying motherhood because this is the theme of the thing, whether it's your career, whether it's in your relationship, you know, study your partner. Study love languages, read books, or if it's being a mother, talk to your mum, talk to the mothers that you know around you, start a circle, get advice. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I think that's what I'm saying. If it's your career, like I said, CPD, always ask for help. You know, we are always students. We are never masters. We are always students. We might be knowledgeable about something, and we might be masterful or have master-like skills in something, but we are always learning. There's always room to learn. And that's one of my biggest things that I hold dear to myself. Like, you know, sometimes when I think, oh, I should know that, I shouldn't. And then I thought, do you know what? Who cares of what shoulda, coulda, woulda, shoulda? Like, who cares? At the end of the day, I didn't know it, and that's okay. And now I know something. Like, obviously, the first time that I learned it, it didn't stick for some reason, but now it's sticking. And that's that. And then another thing that I want to sort of talk about, and this was to do with tension between your career, children, and romantic partner, is sort of learn how to time block. This is an amazing thing that I got from Good To Me UK. The lady over there gave some advice of time blocking your days or your hours or your afternoon. So what I do now is I time block, so I know when I'm at my 9 to 5, I know when I'm working on my therapy business, I know when I'm working on the podcast, I know when I'm working on writing, I know when I'm having time to socialize, I know when I'm having me time, relaxing time. I even schedule in gaming. I like gaming, so that's something that I do. And you know, at first it was a bit naff. And I thought, oh, I can't be bothered. But then once I actually took the time out to be bothered and to think, you know what, I want to schedule my time in so that I'm getting the best out of my day, then that was great. You know, I think it was a few weeks ago. I can't remember when it was. Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. And I wasn't feeling very well. And after I'd got better, I was like, you know what, I need to have an afternoon or a day where I just do nothing. You know, the art of doing nothing is amazing. And so that's what I did. I scheduled it in. I was invited out to a few places and I said, nope, I can't, sorry, I'm busy. And just because you're not busy going out, just because you're not busy doing something that other people find valuable, doesn't mean you're not doing something that you find valuable. So just taking the day to yourself, having a bed day where, you know, I'm Caribbean, so my bed days are, you wake up, you shower, put on some fresh clothes, obviously, or fresh night clothes, and get back into bed. Like, that's how I spend my day in bed. You know, just do something for yourself. I block out times when I'm going to go to the gym. And now what I've started to do, like, at least one of my workouts, I have no headphones, so that there's no noise. There's no distractions. There's nothing that's keeping me going. It's just me, my thoughts, my mind. And sometimes my mind is quiet and I'm able to have time to myself. But then other times, you know, I remember to do things or I just process something or I reflect on a situation that happened and maybe how I could have handled it better, or if that situation arises again, how I will learn from it, or what gratitude I'm feeling for the day. You know, you never know what comes up when your mind is silent or when you have to be silent. And sometimes just even just cutting my reps, like if I'm doing a certain workout and I need to count how many I'm doing in a minute, then I will do that. And it just helps clear my mind, reminds me that I need to slow down, I need to process things, I need to just think about nothingness. And if nothingness means counting reps, then that is what I will do. I've even counted, like when I've been doing like my crunches or something, I've counted the tiles on the ceiling. And then when I finish counting the tiles, that's when I start doing my reps. And I realized, actually, just thinking about nothingness, about strippingness, about something that's so insignificant to my day has been paramount to my day. So yeah, so time blocking, that's what I was saying. It is great, it's amazing. Thank you, Good To Me UK, for recommending that. And I'm also going to leave some information in the show notes about Good To Me UK, because I personally think that service is amazing. Yeah. Okay, so the next bit is, we've talked about your career, we've talked about your children, we've talked about your romantic partner, but we've not talked about you. We've not talked about the woman you are. And I'm saying the woman you are because this week's episode is for women. Don't worry, men, you have your episode coming up. But who are you, woman? Like, really? And I mean, take away those labels. Take away woman, take away mother, take away sister, take away aunt, take away godmother, take away therapist. And I'm using obviously my labels because I don't know what your labels are, but take that all away and kind of strip yourself back to who you are, the core of what you are, your morals, your strong belief systems. I found a quote that I want to read to you guys, and if you hear paper, that's just my notes. But, and I don't remember where I got it from. Okay, anyway. But it says, a person who is struggling with their identity can feel at odds. Can be confused or even isolated. And these things can lead to mental health difficulties. I'm not sure if this is a quote from myself or if it's a quote from somebody else. But I just wanted that. I just really wanted to highlight that to you guys. And I'll read it again. A person who is struggling with their identity can be at odds, can be confused or even isolated, and these things can lead to mental health difficulties. Now, whether it's in your career, whether it's due to motherhood, whether it's even due to being in a romantic relationship and you feel like you've got lost in the in them, in what they do, who they are, like the quote said, it can lead to isolation and confusion. You can feel at odds with yourself, and you can feel a bit lost, like you don't know who you are. I know, and I use myself as an example just to show you my vulnerability and that I'm doing the work as well as asking you guys to do the work. I know that I've got lost in the label of being a black woman. I've got lost in the label of being a therapist, and not lost to the point where I feel confused, isolated, or out of myself, or had any mental health difficulties, but just where I can feel it peeping in, where I feel like my leading line with people is, hi, I'm Tisha J or Letitia, and I'm a therapist, or just speaking from my experience as a black woman. And even though that's great, even though there are amazing parts of me which I would not trade for the world, I love being a woman, and that's something that I've come to terms with actually in the last few weeks, I think it is. Not because I want to be any other gender, but just because the value or the power in it is something that is amazing. And it's just a chance for you to really take hold of who you are and not let these labels kind of consume you or drown you. So I would suggest that if you're struggling with identity, and this can be down to things as well as like environmental, cultural, so like external, internal things, I would just I'd implore you to kind of write your, I call it writing your own monologue, it's something that I do with my clients, but write about who you are, what you stand for, what you won't stand for, what your boundaries are, and what you say yes and no to. And that can be a starter or a sort of a springboard into finding out who you are again, or bringing yourself back to center. And I think that it can be helpful, especially when you have such heavy burdens, which can be being a mother, which can be being a woman, being black, being in a romantic relationship, being married, whatever you are. I think it's important that we know who we are beyond, or instead of just what other people say we are, or what role we serve for other people. So yeah, I implore you to do that and really get to know yourselves. I think that that is it for this episode. Yeah, I think that's it. So I will say goodbye here, I think. So I'm just going through my notes again. But yeah, just as always, thank you for listening, and I just send my love and gratitude to you guys. As a disclaimer, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a mental health professional. If you need mental health help, a therapist, a counsellor, then there is information in this, in the show notes below. If you want to drop in my DMs and ask me any information about mental health, then please do. Like I said before, it's at Lotus Therapy Podcast. I'm always happy to help. I might not get back to you today or tomorrow, but I will get back to you as soon as I can. So you have been listening to Lotus Therapy Podcast, and I have been your host, Tisha J. Peace and love. Have an amazing week, guys. Bye.